Our scripture today comes from Judges chapter 6, beginning with verse 11. We're talking about the story of Gideon. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak of Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "But Lord," Gideon asked, "how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comment section in the chat. If you have prayer requests, again, send them to us. Praise reports, same thing. We want to hear from you. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can on the website or the Christ Church app. I trust you're doing okay today. I'm continuing this series, Unlikely Heroes, as we're all aware of the need of men and women who rise up and respond in the midst of a crisis. The world is always in need of heroes. You can post heroes in the chat. We need heroes in the aftermath of natural disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes. We need heroes in the midst of health and economic crises like the recent pandemic. We need heroes in the battle against violence and terror here and around the world. We need heroes in the midst of our teacher and education crisis who step up to equip students and support families today. Heroes are needed everywhere, in homes, families, businesses, in government, schools, all over our community. We need people of courage, character, and commitment who rise up, step forward, stand firm, and do the right thing. Perhaps that's why the Marvel movie superheroes have been so popular recently. The need, the yearning for heroes is great. So where are real heroes today? Where do we find them? Well, I'd say the potential heroes are all around us. The truth is the seeds of heroism lie dormant inside each of us. According to our biblical worldview, every person is created in the image of God. As such, God has placed within each of us the seeds of heroism. Sometimes the only thing that we need are eyes to see it, spiritual eyes to believe it. That was the case with Gideon, another unlikely hero from the Bible. If you're familiar with his overall story in Judges 6 and 7, God used Gideon in a mighty way to deliver the Israelites. In the end, Gideon, with just 300 other men, with a God-inspired plan involving trumpets and jars and torches, scared the Midianites to death. What a story of God's provision and power. Remember, Gideon started with 32,000 men, but then 22,000 who were scared went home. And then, based on how the remaining 10,000 left drank water from a stream, Gideon ended up with only 300. And yet God said to Gideon, 300 is all you need. Now that's a whole nother sermon. You may know the story though, in the end, with only 300 men and the plan that God gave him using trumpets and torches, Gideon and his men defeated the Midianites. What a great ending to Gideon's story. We like the end of his story. We often forget the beginning. And that's what I want to focus on today. In the beginning, Gideon was another unlikely hero who was not sure if he was up for the task. So what can we learn from Gideon's early life today? Well, first of all, Gideon was a harassed farmer. Like the rest of the Israelites, he was trying to just make a living, trying to plant crops, trying to harvest the grain, but the Midianites would come with their livestock and ravage the land. They'd ruin the crop or they'd take it for themselves. This frustrated Gideon and the others to no end, but he didn't know what to do about it. At the beginning of the story, Gideon was down in a wine press, trying to thresh his grain so that he couldn't be seen by the Midianites. Judges 6:11 reads, "Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites." Now, normally you threshed grain out in the open. Gideon was down in this wine press so that he wouldn't be seen. Have you ever been there? Trying to just keep your head down in the midst of frustrating circumstances? I sometimes feel that way today with all the social, religious, economic, and political turmoil today. Gideon was down in that wine press with his head down, just trying to do what he needed to do. Notice next, in the midst of threshing grain, an angel of the Lord appears. Post angel in the chat. That must have startled Gideon, gotten his attention. It's not every day that an angel of the Lord appears, but the angel's greeting must have startled him too. Judges 6:12, the angel said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Remember this, when God is getting ready to make a move in the world, he often sends an angel, a spokesperson, to announce it. Remember, an angel came to Abraham and told him he was going to have a son. The angel of the Lord, remember, appeared to Moses from the burning bush and told him, "You're to go back to Egypt." And of course, in the New Testament, Mary and Joseph each heard from an angel that Mary was going to have a son. The shepherds around Bethlehem heard the angel declare to them, "A Savior is born." Angels come to announce God's message. To Gideon, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." What a greeting. Remember to Mary, "The Lord is with you, favored one." Another impressive greeting. How to respond? What to do? Remember how Mary responded? She had some questions. How will this be? In his day, Gideon questioned the angel too, but notice the tone of Gideon's questions. He is frustrated. He's angry. He's upset. His hearing is distorted. He can't hear with ears of faith. Judges 6:13 reads, "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?" Have you ever asked that question? Why, Lord? Why has all this happened to me, to us? Why this? It's only natural to ask every time there's a natural disaster, a tornado, an earthquake, a flood. Other times, the disaster strikes closer to home, our family, our loved ones, our friends, a diagnosis, an accident, a setback. Lord, why? Gideon continues, "Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian. Where are all his wonders?" Why, Lord? Where are you, Lord? Do you remember us? Have you forgotten us? Have you abandoned us? Those are some pretty strong words from Gideon. Some pretty strong words toward God. Remember this, God can take it. God can handle our anger, our frustration, our questions. Well, what do we see next? The angel told Gideon to deliver Israel. The angel stayed on message, stayed on task. Mighty warrior, you go, save the people. How? Judges 6:14, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? What a word. You go in the strength you have. Am I not sending you? I'm not asking you to go in super strength, extra strength, beyond your strength. Go in the strength you've got as I send you. Tell you what, I love working with God. Remember, Jesus is the one who said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Go in the strength you've got. Remember, with God, we're not alone. Think of all those other unlikely heroes who went with the strength they had. David faced Goliath. Peter started the church. Patrick of Ireland evangelized the Celtic people. John Wesley of England preached the gospel to spread scriptural holiness across the land. Go in the strength you've got. What a great word for us as parents, grandparents, leaders, teachers, husbands, wives, friends, neighbors, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Go in the strength you have and save the people. Gideon, notice next, still had doubts. The angel of the Lord is trying to build him up. Gideon is still angry and even afraid. Judges 6:15. But Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. Notice with Gideon's earlier question, it was, I have a problem with you, God. Where have you been? He was angry. With his second question, it's, I have a problem with me, God, with me. God, you've got the wrong person. I'm not the one. He was afraid. I'm weak. I'm not up to it. I'm a wimp. I'm not capable. Have you ever said or thought those words? I have. Often it happens when God is calling me out of my comfort zone, the familiar place that I've been. In those times, I try to remember Paul's words from 2 Corinthians 12:10. When I am weak, then I am strong. Gideon threw up all the smoke screen he could. But notice this, God called Gideon to trust anyhow. The Lord said, I will be with you. Wow! I'm going with you. I'm sending you. I will be with you. That's fairly clear. It's pretty apparent what God is saying. For Gideon, it's decision time. Am I going to listen, believe, and trust? Or am I going to keep questioning, blaming, and doubting? Is it going to be faith or fear? It was a call to faith, to grow up, to embrace his destiny. I don't know about you, I didn't always want to grow up. I enjoyed all that time playing as a kid. Boy, wasn't that the life. And in college, I enjoyed all that time learning, taking it all in. If possible, I'd do only that for the rest of my life, play and learn. But life comes with its call to grow up, assume responsibility, make decisions. For Gideon, it was decision time. Judges 6:16, the Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. Well, what to do? How to respond? Eventually, Gideon did believe and act. It took him a while. He laid out some fleeces before God first. That's another sermon. But in the end, he stepped up and he stepped out in faith. He trusted, he believed, and acted. Sometimes that's what we've got to do. Take action. Story is told of a soldier and his commanding officer who got on a train sitting next to a beautiful young girl and her grandmother. While they were all talking together, the young soldier and the young girl kept eyeing one another. Everyone sensed a mutual attraction. Well, pretty soon the train entered a tunnel and it became pitch black. All of a sudden, two sounds were heard. Smack, the sound of a kiss, and whack, the sound of a slap. The grandmother thought to herself, I can't believe he kissed her, but I'm glad my granddaughter gave him the slap he deserved. The commanding officer thought, I don't blame him for kissing her, but it's a shame that she slapped me. The young girl thought, I'm glad he kissed me, but I wish Grandma hadn't slapped him for doing it. When the train came out of the tunnel and into the sunlight, the young soldier couldn't wipe the smile off his face. He had kissed the girl and slapped his commanding officer and gotten away with both. Sometimes you just gotta act. You just gotta take action. Post action in the chat. That's what Gideon did. He took action. He eventually believed and trusted what God was saying to him and took action. And together they won a great victory. So, what are the implications from Gideon's story for our lives? What are some of the takeaways for us? Well, first of all, I'd say this. God calls us in the middle of present circumstances. Gideon was a frustrated farmer. He's hiding down in that wine press. I don't know, you may be frustrated too, trying to lead your family or navigate health issues or meet a financial challenge or deal with problems at school, at work, or deal with problems in a relationship. God calls us in the middle of present circumstances. Now, we often respond, okay, God, I'll answer that call as soon as I get this wheat threshed, or as soon as I get these kids raised, or get past this challenge at work, or get over these hurts, or this habit, or these hang-ups, or after I get over this divorce, or maybe it's been the death of my spouse or my friend. Yet God calls us in the midst of present circumstances. We may not like it. It may not be convenient or comfortable, but sometimes that's what God does anyhow. Who does he think he is? Remember this. God often sees what we don't see. Hello, Gideon, mighty warrior. Now, Gideon eventually did become that, a mighty warrior. He couldn't see it at first. God often sees what we don't see. Hidden talent, new possibilities, inner strength. We sometimes have tunnel vision. Narrow perspective. God is God. He has bigger vision, better vision than we do. So in our relationship journey with God, may we learn to listen and to be open and to trust. Another takeaway from Gideon's story, God wants to use and expand abilities He's given us. That's true when we're young, when we're just beginning to figure out our gifts and talents, but it's also true throughout our lives. We're not sure just how old Gideon was. Yet, at every stage of our life, we can always keep growing. And the church community is a great training ground for all kinds of growth. At any one time here at Christ Church, we probably have over 150 different ministry opportunities you can be involved with. And we have many M1, M2, and M3 ministry options. What are those? Well, M1 is the kind of ministry option where you just show up and serve. M2 is the kind where you lead those who show up. And an M3 level ministry option is you're the one to help organize and lead the whole effort. M1, M2, M3. Well, M1 opportunities where you just show up and serve is a great place to start. I learned a lot about ministry and leadership through the church long before I ever answered a call to ordain ministry. I tell you this, I'm glad some people took a chance on me. One more takeaway from Gideon's story. God uses us in spite of our shortcomings. Sometimes we don't think we have skills. Other times we have a background or baggage or things we're still dealing with that we think disqualifies us. Gideon was a frustrated leader. He had anger, doubts, and fears, some real baggage. Yet he was open with God about that. But the Lord assured him, "I will be with you. Listen, trust, obey." And Gideon did just that. Remember this, God uses unlikely heroes like Gideon, like you, anyhow. That's good news, isn't it? Because we all have our shortcomings, our issues, our drama, but God is the God who loves to transform our lives, lift up our hearts, and adjust our sights to new heights we don't think we can go. Think about all the ways that God has already done that for you. Imagine yet where God might want you to go, what God might want you to do. You have the seeds of heroism already inside of you by the grace of God. Continue to listen and trust and step out as you hear God calling your name. Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Oh, Heavenly Father, loving and gracious God, amazing Lord, we thank you again for your stories of unlikely heroes in the Bible. Their stories encourage us. Gideon was an unlikely hero. He was frustrated, angry, upset with his circumstances, and amidst of it all, you called him to deliver the people of Israel. He had questions, doubts, even fears, but you encouraged him to trust you anyhow. And in the end, he did believe and step out in faith with you and lead the Israelites to a great victory. Lord, help us to take courage from his story for our own circumstances. God, you so often see what we don't see. You use us in spite of our shortcomings. Lord, once again, help us to trust, believe, and step out in faith with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, again, We would love to hear about them so we can pray and praise with you. And thank you for your generosity as well. You know, your ongoing gifts help us to care for and reach new people for Jesus Christ. You can go online, you can use the app or the website for those gifts anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities and find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Gideon was a frustrated leader that God used anyhow. He heard God's call in the midst of troubling circumstances and won a great victory. In what way can you respond to God in spite of your troubling circumstances? And as always, know this, Jesus is the one sent to help you do it.
My memory is so bad.
How bad is it?
How bad is what?
Sunday nights, we are starting a new worship service geared toward youth families and young adults. Starting September 11th at 7 p.m. in the Youth Worship Room will be a casual worship experience, emphasizing fellowship, small groups, worship, and prayer. Everyone is invited. Contact Ethan Watt for more information.
First Wednesday is back. September 7th at 5:30 p.m., we will celebrate and support the Little Lighthouse. The Little Lighthouse provides tuition-free Christian education and therapeutic services for children with special needs and their families. Join us at 5:30 p.m. for a meal, then special music with Micah Obel, and a great speaker from the Little Lighthouse. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
Church member Dana Leeds is a well-known genealogy teacher. In this beginner's workshop, she will work alongside longtime genealogist Jill James to explain how you can start building your family tree. August 30th and September 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sign up at the Connect Center and you are welcome to bring a friend.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.